Audio Morning Brief, New York's Grain Markets. It is 8:21 a.m. Eastern Time, April 25th. I'm Rich Boss for Critical Point. I'm going to try to keep this very brief because I'm going to do the weekly update here this morning. The May corn futures bumped its head right at the lower side of the target. We get the gold star, at least meeting that, okay? Then it turned down for a negative reversal day, and the model saying that's sizable enough to consider a level three tops in place. The market's going lower into next week for a level three bottom, okay? If you're not a subscriber, get on board so you have an understanding of this, because these various types of patterns have worked 70 to 80% of the time during a year. That's better than most people. Some professional traders are only right 35% to 65% of the time, yet they still make money. All right, at any rate, five-day average might hold this corn market for a little while longer. There is still time for a little later level three top. It can bounce some more, but I think we better consider it's time for this market to stall out, maybe even go a little bit lower than what it's done today here. And it is interesting that it dipped into a prior upside target and actually found a little bit of buying near the bottom of that target as of overnight. But it might bump its head near the five-day average here, and we got a sell signal on that daily stochastic indicator. The other indicators aren't quite on board, but that's not unusual. They tend to lag a little bit more. I think we've seen the best upside, but I think it was a very nice round of demand here. And I just think it needs to stall out into next week. And then we'll see how that fits in with the larger trends that I will discuss in the weekly update. Other downside potential, don't know it's any daily low for this entire rally since last week's bottom there. If it gives us a little bit of a bounce, and I will say, if it gives us a little bounce and then down, I might be able to come up with some more defined, narrow, and highly accurate downside objectives, but not much here right now. I will say for the intra-week level four type swings, there's a good chance it bottoms today and is up tomorrow. But if the level three top's in place, it won't take out the high of this week. And when it goes back down below, say, today's low or something like that, then that's a sign of, yes, the level three downtrend is working. All right, let's move on to the May soybeans, and here we had a negative reversal yesterday. It topped out just about the highest of the target. Beautiful performance. Get a gold star for the targets. It's in the time frame for a level three top. This morning it dipped below the five-day average, then it came a little bit above it, but I suspect it is going lower into next week for level three bottom. Okay, it can, like corn, place a level four today and bounce into tomorrow. But maybe it can go higher, take out the higher this week, but I kind of doubt it. I think it'll just, again, I think we're still looking at sluggishness base building inside of these larger trends, and that's distorting some of the demand, the level three, that they don't really have to be all that aggressive, don't have to be big buyers, big sellers. But I kind of like what we've seen the last few days in corn and soybeans and wheat. I really like that. But at the same time, I think it can stall out here a little bit, consolidate into next week, and that can mean a retracement and more downside in what we've seen today. Okay, retracement of this recent bounce in soybeans. So I don't have anything extra for still higher objectives now. We'll just watch how this behaves. And I don't have anything of a strong downside target yet. I just look at the recent daily lows, run your Fibonacci retracements or your 50% rule of thumb kind of retracement thing. The market is short-term overbought, and the indicators are rolling over for a sell signal now in soybeans, but it's quite possible someone would like to buy it near this five-day average. But if it closes below it, the funds may want to sell whenever it blips up to the five-day average. I think it's just time to stall out in the next week, but in that stall out definition, there probably is a little more downside than this, okay, of what we've seen this morning here. And again, I'll do the weekly update and explain how this fits into the larger trends for this year, the bigger up moves and down moves this year. All right, and the wheat market, oh, this is fantastic. It moved above our best target range. We're even more right, not wrong, but they don't get an extra gold star. Sometimes I get a carried away and says, oh, we get an extra gold star. Most of the time, that's not how it fits. You're just that you're even more right And at any rate, we got the gold star for the target. We got a gold star for the level three uptrend, okay? And when you get gold stars for price and pattern, it makes it easier to get to 90% accuracy. But that's not how most people would calculate accuracy, okay? So, and most of these patterns I work with are really about a 70 or 80%. And then when you actually trade, your risk management, your stops, things can interfere there, and you may even have a little bit less. But the point is, I'd like to start as high accuracy as I can, and I think it's better than what most people do. All right, at any rate, we do have the chance, this is just a possibility, of an additional upside objective, 613 to 632 in the May Chicago week. But I don't know how much to push that because the model is quite anxious now of saying this can be a level three top and the market can pull back into next week. So it looks like to me, looking out to next week, somebody's going to be selling all three markets, okay? And this can be a little bit of the commercial too, and the farm, because the farmer may be selling and then the commercial is going to hedge it, protect it. They may be pulling back on their bids and demand and help the down move. But I think this is a little more of the funds saying, let's just take a little bit of a gain here. But this was a big development in wheat. And if you're not a scribe, you want to get on board, go to criticalpoint.podbean.com. Click on some of those videos, audios, and there's links there. And there's a text box with a link telling you how to sign up. And you get a 2-week free trial, meaning if you shut it down before the 2 weeks is up, they won't charge your credit card. All right. But get on board. This is going to be an exciting year here in the grain markets, and you ought to be taking a look at some of the other outside markets and the economy and the stock market because we're really rolling on the stock market. It looks good. All right, at any rate, for the wheat market, yes, it is short-term overbought, no sell signals, and I think we're probably going to see it work a little lower by next week. We still have now a new higher objective here, but because it's already over our best objective and it is in that time frame for a level three top, when the level three trader, commercial and fund trader, who does business on a monthly basis, intra-month basis, they may be done buying. They may have bought enough. So consider that, and I'll explain that more in the weekly update. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. Have a great day. Thank you.